Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Show me what you got. Yeah!
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast. Oh, I just popped. Oh, fuck. Hold on. Let me do this again.
What happened?
I popped. Ooh, I'm really popping. It's this new microphone filter. It's not new. My daughter ruined the other one.
Why?
Because she's three.
She eat it.
That's what she does. Why is that pop? When I hold it like, this sounds fine.
That sounds fine?
Nah. I mean, I think maybe I'm just too close to it. We'll go.
Welcome
podcast.
To
I'm gonna have to like do it like I'm a singer, like just like over the mic. They have tricks. Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Actually, that's it. Sometimes I say, sometimes no, it's always just that. I'm not really. I don't have a lot of range. My name is Eagle, and I am joined by everybody's favorite, the one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard.
It's like your classic tagline, though.
Yeah, classic.
Nobody hates it.
I'm going to get it tattooed on my forearm.
You should get it.
Sometimes none of that.
You should get it right here.
Across the neck?
Across the, you know, how they do the song lyrics, across, under the neck?
Chest.
Across the chest?
Yeah.
By the shoulders, like collarbone to collarbone?
Yeah.
You should get that.
I want to get Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny, my favorite lyric from Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
Get that tatted crust.
Man. Speaking of those guys.
Yeah.
20 years since fucking Hooray for Boobies.
One of my favorite records of all time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're re-releasing 20 it on
years.
Vinyl. Yeah.
That's a long time, dude.
That's a long fucking time.
I read that the other day and I was like, hold on. Okay. So, again, I'm old. And I keep realizing it. Like, because all these fucking albums keep hitting.
Yeah.
20 years, 25 years, 30 years, fucking Black Sabbath, 50 years or whatever. I'm just like, how old am I again? What is happening? Almost dead. Got you.
Neat little thing about that record, too. When that album first came out, first time I ever heard it was seeing Bloodhound Gang live. We saw them at the Odeon before the album came out. And they played pretty much everything off that record, for the most part.
That would have been a sweet... And preview.
So that was like the first time I ever heard Yummy Down on This or Vagina or whatever before they called it 3.14 or whatever the fuck. But I had that album like 6 months before it came out. We ordered it from Europe. Me and my roommates, my roommate Tim Bogart, found like a thing in a magazine, and they had like we got a copy of the album, and it wasn't, there was no actual cover, and it was pretty much just a burnt disc. But we had that album 6 months before it came out. And we spent like, I want to say like $60 on it? On a CD. Oof. For a burnt CD.
With no artwork.
No artwork.
Yeah.
But it had all the tracks on it and stuff. And it had the original names of some of the songs that they ended up changing.
It would be dope if you still had that disc.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you don't? Do you really?
I don't know. Well, I do, just based on the fact that I have a lot of Tim's old stuff. And we went through a box recently where there was probably like 300 CDs on spindles.
Oh, wow.
And
so it might be there.
Yeah. It's like I found a bunch of like burnt mix CDs. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I made like to Jessica.
You remember those?
You remember that? You remember that?
I made remember that?
But there's like CDs that like I burnt for Jessica, like to Jesse from Eric and little things. So maybe it would be in there.
My buddy Chad posted to my page. He found that Warped compilation.
Oh, yeah.
And played it and had the Synaptic song on it,
oh,
I think.
I don't know.
And that's what I said. I was like, you got to burn me that.
Yeah.
nobody burns anything anymore.
Yeah, I posted.
It's almost as old as cassettes.
I posted up a thing. That's where I found the Caligo. Found the old Caligo album. The Smut record.
Oh, yeah.
Smut. Songs like Unimportant.
Smut.
What a good local band
was. Yeah, with people. Listed in their thank yous that are also unimportant, like me.
And me.
Because I'm not, no, bullshit, they capitalized your shit.
Yeah, but
you were worth a correct fucking spelling. I got Grant, like the thing you get at college.
Grant.
In the middle of a sentence.
all lowercase.
Wasn't even like you started talking about Grant with Grant, right? Like, you were just fucking talking about some shitty loan in the middle of a sentence.
Grant.
No fucking capitals for me.
You got a just Grant.
The fat little squiggly fucking G.
They get an art Grant because they had the painter on the stage. Ugh. They put my band name as one word.
You were mad about that. You were a little upset.
I was a little upset.
I mean, but they should know who you are.
At the time, though, I was very excited because Caligo was a popular band in the area. And so when we got the album, like seeing your name in anything is like, oh, it's a feel-good moment. So I was like, eh, you know, I almost considered just changing the band name to one word after that. Like, maybe we could just be that because more people will buy this album than have ever bought our shit. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe we could just.
I think the first time that ever happened to me was Hate Theory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think Hate Theory was the first band to ever put my name in a gatefold. It was me and Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because me and Buddy, you know, we made those shows fun.
Yeah.
For people. You know, we guaranteed, me and Buddy walked into a building, we were going to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
banging into each other at some point.
Right.
But yeah. I think that was the first time it was Hate Theory, and it was me and Buddy.
Oh, that's... Did it feel cool?
Yeah, it fucking felt like the greatest thing ever.
Oh, man.
Dude, Hate Theory.
Yeah.
Like, said my name.
Right.
Yeah. Hate Theory. Put my name in writing. Thank you, Grant. Me!
I'm Grant!
Me! I'm that guy!
I'm Grant!
Fucking dope.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
If like Grim Trigger would do it, though, I'd be like, hey.
Ooh.
Copyright infringement, cease and desist orders.
Cease and desist.
You got to get that fucking name out of there.
I don't think Grim Trigger would ever thank us for anything.
They don't like us.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
You shouldn't, Grim Trigger.
Ooh.
I could book them for a pizza party. Maybe I'll book them for a pizza party. I don't know. I feel mean picking on Grim Trigger.
I don't feel mean picking on Grim Trigger. I feel mean when you pick on Mafia.
When I pick up Metal Mafia?
Yeah.
Well, I eased up, man. It's,
dude, they're like totally into Insane Clown Posse, and yes. He works for fucking WWE.
I mean, that's just
his
cool.
Dad has worked for the company for like 25 years.
I've got nothing on a personal level against
that
group.
I'm just saying. They're like right up your fucking alley.
I'm just saying. They look like Monster Energy drinks and like on just like the music scene or whatever.
A two-headed girl slips into a dark hole. She creeps through the night trying to find her lost soul. Sad and broken, beaten, jaded, this
awesome. My opinion, but like, what's my opinion matter? Because I listen to Bloodhound Gang.
Do they look like Monster Energy drinks because of the green?
It's the green.
It's the green.
It's the green. Yeah. They're like got the neon green.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I like neon green.
I mean, you do.
I'm a fan.
Sure.
Of neon green.
Sure. I mean, I don't want to knock any band. I'm kidding. I do.
I like
yeah, it's kind of, we want to have a podcast if we couldn't.
We wouldn't have this podcast.
We wouldn't have this podcast.
It would just be a podcast or a radio show like every other podcast and radio show where people are sucking dicks
of
bands to get them to fucking send them free shit. Or maybe we'll fucking get some passes so we can fucking get that. I don't care.
Yeah.
I feel like if you suck, I'm going to call you out on it.
Right.
And look, I'm honest all the way through. Even if I think you suck, Five Finger Death Punch. Right?
Right.
Hate that band.
It's a terrible
Don't
band.
Like their fucking music.
Man.
It's not a good thing. Seen them live once, they were good.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Did you mosh?
No.
Did you get
but
that?
I did sit there. But I did sit there and go, fuck, man. That sucks. I really wish they were bad right now. But they were good live, dude. So, you know, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
That's the honest to God's truth. Don't like them. I think their music is fucking garbage. You know?
Yeah.
Little Napoleon complex motherfucker beating up his chick. And look, he's sober now or whatever, and he's doing better. And good for him.
Good.
You should be.
Good on you.
You know, that's what you should do. You should fucking not make those mistakes. Better yourself as a human. Move on from the past. Create a better future for you and your family. That's what you should do. Music sucks, but you were okay live, man.
How did you end up seeing Five Finger Death Punch live?
They were down at Rock on the Range.
Oh, okay.
I actually met Ivan Moody backstage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's little, dude. He's little. I'm little. I'm 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
5'7 and a half, probably, with my shoes off. But 5'8 is, like, towering for me, though, you know? And he was, like, fucking shoulder level to me. He's a
little man.
He's a little guy.
He's a little fucking man. He's a little
guy. But he's a little pissed off guy, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, He's like Rob Runt, but not cool like Rob Runt.
Oh, man, Rob Runt.
Like, Rob Runt's cool as shit. But I feel like Rob and him would be looking eye to eye, and then just Rob would kill him.
What's Rob Runt up to these days? Rob Runt, the singer of 13 Faces and the band Runt from back in the day.
Probably being super awesome.
Yeah, probably.
Probably just being awesome.
Being like super cool dad guy.
He's like, I'm fucking pissed. And I'm awesome.
And I'm awesome. Like, Dylan was like producing a record for him or some shit. Like, they were doing.
Oh,
like
I thought Runt was doing something again. Like, that that was happening for a second. They were jamming together.
Yeah, so I saw stuff and.
Yeah, so I was like, uh-oh, there's going to be a Runt album.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, something's going to happen. Here's what I think stopped it. We never had Rob on our show.
No, that's it.
And I'm pretty sure that's what did it. Like, how many bands have we reunited?
Right.
How much stuff have we done?
Yeah.
How many children's lives do we have to save?
How many?
I'm just saying. So, if we would have had Rob on the show, like, he wanted to come on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
He might still want to.
Maybe.
He's doing so.
I think him and little Dan both are like, fuck those guys.
There's some dude that does a show up in Cleveland, and he's got like a green screen. They do a video production thing.
That's the Cleveland's best podcast.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, it's a different one.
It's a different dude. Some dude that used to do something V-Rock style, whatever, back in the late 90s, and like now he's doing it again and because he's got a green screen.
Because he heard our podcast.
Yeah, well, obviously. I get it. That's the only reason anybody does anything similar to our shit. But like, he's doing something where he's got, always got Craig Martini. People don't know who that is. Legendary Cleveland bass player. Super legendary. Unified culture, state of conviction. He was in Pitch Black Forecast for a little while, I believe.
I believe. Yeah.
Motherfucker slaps on the bass. One of the best bass players I ever heard. He does some
slap at a bass.
He does some solo stuff. That's like you know, it's not my shit. It's not my kind of shit. The shit that he does, but it's like super talented. It's like one of those.
he's really good.
It's really good. Whatever he's doing on his solo stuff, it's like very happy. It's just like, hey, check out the beach in Cleveland or whatever. You know,
we've been surviving, but it's been pretty lean, and I can see you above your means. Not trying to say that you should live in the dark, but I could see you living high on the hog.
Again, I don't think he does want to be on our show anymore.
Probably not. Not after this.
I wouldn't want to be on our show.
Not after this episode.
He was like, hey, we should probably, you know, do a show together. And we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, hey, we should probably do a show together. And we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we should probably do a show together. And we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we don't.
Yeah, it could be a little discouraging.
Yeah, Dan Fox used to listen to us. I don't think he does anymore.
What's up,
you
Dan
know
Fox?
Why?
Why?
Because we didn't have him on the show.
He can be on the show if he wants to.
We're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Constantly.
Well, it's not anytime because, you know, we got to get fucking shit lined up to.
Well, that's the thing.
Right. So it's not anytime.
That's a fucking thing.
But I don't think Dan's torn as much as he was right now. So now would be a good time.
Now we could probably
to get him, because I think the last time that me and him talked about it, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Last time me and him talked about it, he was on the road. Like he was currently on the road. I think he was with Manson, who he hasn't been with for a couple of years. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Over a year for sure. So it's been a while since I've even gotten to talk to him. Doubt he listens to us anymore because we didn't have him on the show.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Why would you listen to something that you're not on?
It's not like we're big leaguing people.
No.
We're just really bad at getting shit scheduled and scheduling shit and getting shit done.
Sorry, I ain't got time for you. I've never said that to anybody.
I don't want people to think we're like, you know, I don't want people to think that.
Right.
If that's a thought, like, and it shouldn't even be a thought. Like,
right.
You know, fucking big league. It's not like we're big leaguing anybody.
Man, just hit up one of us and we'll want you on the show.
Yeah, it's not like we don't.
We still do. We're also terrible at, well, not terrible necessarily, but I can say for me, like, I'm not very good at getting a hold of people to be like, oh, I want you on the show. There's a fuck ton of people that I would love to have sit in the back of this car and shoot the shit with us, right?
Yeah.
Tons of people. I would love to get Sweaty Mammoth on the show. I would love to talk to most bands. Jason Popson from the band Mushroomhead.
Who?
J-Man.
Oh,
Jason Popson. I wish he was my friend. He's not my friend yet.
He's your buddy.
I'm easing into it. It's been, almost 4 years?
You know what I'm
easing into.
I haven't heard a J-Man skit in a while.
Oh, man, I haven't done one in a long time. You know, I listened to a J-Man skit that I did back in the day recently, the other night, with I was with Evan, my 14-year-old son.
Yeah.
I got home from work Saturday night. I hung out with my son for 5 hours. We were just going through the rabbit hole of YouTube, and I was showing him old Mushroomhead clips from like 97, 98. Live stuff and
stuff that we got to experience firsthand.
Yeah.
Back when Mushroomhead shows were cool,
dude. When they were so cool,
very cool.
The coolest shows,
boobs.
Period.
Everywhere.
Like I don't know what the local scene was prior to that. Like up in Cleveland, I don't know what people thought like of Cleveland metal, but I do recall Mushroomhead. I remember the rise of the Mushroomhead.
Yeah, me too.
And. Just, it was very word of mouth, like, you have to go see this fucking band.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's like Halloween, and it's fucking nuts. And then you see it, and it's a million times better than you could even expect. Like,
those shows were just fucking...
The first two Mushroomhead records were fucking solid. So solid.
Yeah, I'll argue that with anybody.
All day,
any right? Any day of the week, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get J-Man.
Those are the two albums that I have. I own both of those albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good records.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. People hate them so much, I love it.
I do love revisiting some fucking Super Buick, man.
Yeah. I was showing him that. I was showing him old Crib Kicker. Was just telling him stories about shooting pool with the guy from AFI before, like, they were an emo band and... My son, like, he kicked it. He went down memory lane with me for 5 hours. The night ended with us watching a Guar movie because they have Skullhead Face, the movie, on YouTube. And our night ended with us just watching Skullhead Face with Jello Biafra and Sebastian Bach. And
that's dope.
Fucking so cool. It was so cool.
I have not seen that.
Oh, really?
I have not.
Well, it is on YouTube.
I have not. Phallus in Wonderland, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Phallus in Wonderland. I mean, that's legendary.
One of my favorite movies.
Skullhead Face was fine. This time around, though, it was a little drawn out. It was a little bit boring. Like, the first 20 minutes, I was kind of like, all right, just get with it. But like,
you're like, oh, I'm not high.
Yeah. I'm with my son. Fuck. Can't be.
I wish my son smoked weed.
God, why is it?
Why isn't my kid getting me high right now?
Jesus Christ. What, you're 14?
Kid, what the fuck are you doing?
Don't you got weed?
When I was 14, we were smoking mama. When I was 14, we walked 5 miles uphill both ways just to get a bag of weed.
With seeds in it.
Exactly.
They used to have seeds in it.
Just bricked up.
Yeah. Fucking, oh.
Like a pound of weed came in a cigarette pack back then because it was so bricked.
Oh, when my daughter's old enough, I can't wait to explain to her. Be like, you know, in my day, you could get in trouble for having weed. That was the thing.
I know about oppression.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, we used to get tickets for marijuana. We were very oppressed.
Very. It was cool going down memory lane, though, with the kid. Like, I felt like I schooled him. I felt like
you did, and that's the fun part, is that you have knowledge.
Yeah.
That you're, like, passing on to somebody that they don't have that knowledge.
Right.
And you're like, I've got something to offer you.
And it's like, I was telling him about how, like, you had to discover local bands by actually going to shows.
And that you would actually discover fucking amazing bands and not expect that to happen. Like, you are like, oh, I'm going to see this band, and I'm going to see these friends, and this is going to happen, and this is going to be awesome. And then you show up, and the added bonus is a band that you've never heard of or never seen that blows your fucking mind. Coin Monster.
Coin Monster, indeed. Ugh. Coin Monster, didn't their drummer like play with his feet?
He would fucking, that dude was a sick drummer, but he would mute the cymbals with his feet. Like if he had to fucking mute a cymbal real quick, he fucking did that shit with his feet. And their guitar player / singer. Fucking, I can't remember his name now. Good fucking dude. That band, top notch.
Yeah.
Top notch. If you don't know who Coin Monster is, check that out. Can we play a little something?
From Coin Monster?
Yeah,
I don't see why not.
Give him a little something.
A little taste.
Those guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah, another band that I discovered through just going to shows just going to shows. I went to this Fear Factory show back in the day at Peabody's.
Yeah.
There was this little band called System of a Down opening up. Never even heard of these motherfuckers, dude.
And they were crazy back then.
They were. That was like one of those things. Like, I left that show. Like, I was a huge Fear Factory guy and shit. Like, looking back on it, I can't believe how much I listened to Fear Factory for like a good 2 or 3 years of my life. I listen to it now. It's fine. It's fine. But like, it doesn't. I don't know. It just doesn't hit me the same way. It doesn't
resonate the same.
It doesn't. But like, I was really excited about Fear Factory, and I left just talking about System of a Down the whole fucking time. I was just like, "What? You never heard anything like that when they did Sugar." That was in never hearing the band, like hearing Sugar and seeing it live at a on a. And this is Peabody's in the Flats. Like, I was just like, "Oh my god! Like, this band's gonna be huge," and you knew it. And then they did it. Even 6 months afterwards.
That was the old Peabody's.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
The original
Peabody's. That was a lot smaller than the Peabody's that everybody kind of knows.
Everybody, yeah, anytime people are like, man, I miss Peabody's, I'm always thinking the Flats.
Me too. And they're always talking about the other one. And I'm like, you know, there was another one before that, though, right?
Hey.
Oh, really? What?
Oh, yeah, really, really?
It's like, yeah, dude, I smoked weed with the band Slightly Stupid outside of that place. Never even heard of that band. And they're like this huge, like, trapadelic type hippie band.
Thing, yeah.
And it blows my mind. I don't like their music. I tried recently to, because I was just telling Jessica, I was like, I always got love for that band because they were so fucking nice to me. I went to go pick up tickets for my first show ever at Peabody's. And they were playing that night, and they were like outside in their van, and we were shooting the shit. And I was like, what do you guys sound like? And they're like, Sublime. Which is super hilarious because no band would admit that anymore. Like, they would be too pretentious.
Right.
But like, you know, there's a slight influence, but we got our own flavor. Fuck you. You guys are all Sublime ripoffs. But them dudes were super fucking nice. And so I was just like, I got nothing but love for them. And then I see videos of them now playing in front of like 20,000 people. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, those dudes?
You're like, hey, remember that one time we hung out in a van? And they're like, no.
No. Never happened.
We don't, kid. We don't. Do you know how busy we are? Do you see what's happening right now? Huh?
Then they burn a $100 bill in front of me and just...
Yeah. Wipe their nose with it.
NDE was another one of those bands. Like, I just didn't expect. I didn't know that was a thing. And then I saw them and I fucking fell in love with them. And
that was the same way for me with NDE. I'd never heard of them or seen them or heard them until that Cold Chamber show.
Right.
And I was just like, holy fuck. Like, these guys were fucking amazing. And they were. They fucking crushed that room that night, man. Like, everybody... It was a packed room.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was there for Cold Chamber. There was an NDE crowd there. But that whole fucking room was just going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were rock stars that night, dude. Not that they aren't now. In my heart of hearts.
Right.
But they were rock stars that night.
I was glad I got to see him before Peabody's, like, completely started doing, like, the entire ticket sale thing, where you put 12 bands on a fucking show. They were just showcased on a 3-band bill.
Before Peabody started Dan calling everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, dude. Yeah, it was, like, NDE, Cold Hand of Christ, and Mushroom Head. And then it was, like, maybe a year later, like, you start realizing that the local shows where they would have the outside patio thing. This is the old, the real Peabody's. They had, like, a patio stage out back.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, the main stage inside and with the poles and smelled like piss. And it was... I miss that place, though. I do miss that place.
Cracked a rib on the pole.
I saw a lot of great shows there.
Got into a big fist fight with some skinheads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a fun night.
Yeah.
That was during Dolly Trauma. Skinheads came in during Dolly Trauma, and they started trying to be some assholes, and we all got into a fight with them, so...
We
won.
Why would skinheads ever show up to a show? Like, anytime I've ever seen any little group of skinheads at a show, they always got their ass beat. Like, without fail. Always.
I've never seen skinheads
win. I jumped in on it. Being like, oh, why would you even, like, you just want your ass beat?
I have literally never seen skinheads win a fight.
Yeah, you never see the skinheads walking out of the club like, we did it, guys.
Yeah.
Unscathed.
They will come walking out of, like, a women's bathroom or something. Like, yeah, you fucked that bitch up. I've never seen skinheads win a fight.
They never won.
Ever. They have to, those are the type of dudes that have to fuck, it has to be more than you. Usually it's like 3, 4, 5, 16 on one,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But I've never seen them dudes win a fight. Never.
Never.
You gotta pick better friends.
You gotta switch sides.
You gotta pick a better team.
Yeah.
You guys fucking suck. And how ironic is it that you guys fucking also like relate to the flag, the other one, the down south one.
The down south flag.
You guys are like, that's our flag! And we're like, they lost.
They lost. You know you lost.
You know they lost a war just like you lose every fight.
We're just doing it in tribute. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they show up to fight and lose as a tribute.
Solidarity. We stick together even if we do lose.
We have to lose.
Hail Hitler. We're all like, hail Satan.
I'm telling you, Jared. We got to lose this fight. We're going to go in there. We're going to go get our ass kicked just like our forefathers.
But we're going to get our point across. As long as we're getting our asses kicked for the white man.
Yeah.
I know there's none listening, but fuck you guys.
Yeah. There's got to be one.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I doubt it. I mean, if there is, fuck you.
Just for the continuity of it, I hope there's one
skinhead
listening right now. Oh, and he's probably, like, really upset. He's probably like, oh, man.
I liked this podcast.
I liked it. I didn't know those guys were anti-skin. They're both bald.
Aw.
But that's, like, naturally bald. Like, I wouldn't be bald if my hairline didn't.
If I had hair? I'd have hair to my waist.
Fuck me. I would be so happy if I could grow out hair. I'd fucking be whipping that shit. And it fucks me up. Like, you're a dude who, you realize that you were getting thin in the hair shit.
Oh, yeah. At a young age.
And you went straight for hacking it off. You were like, all right.
It came a time. Like, it was really thinning out real bad. Yeah. And that last... like little go at it that I had, it was like really blonde.
Yeah,
like I bleached the fuck out of it, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to dread it because I've never had dreadlocks, and I know that I'm not gonna have hair for very much longer. And it was done at that point.
Yeah.
Like I was like, okay, it is too thin to even fucking do anything with anymore. I'm done. It's gone, and I haven't had it back since. It's been 20 years,
dude. I learned that there's like a certain length that my hair can grow. To where it doesn't look too bad, but it's still noticeable. Like when, as soon as I put my head down and
you're
the
like,
mirror,
ooh, that's thin.
And the light, yeah, I'm like, oh, that's a lot of skin in that little the short spiky look that I was trying to pull
a lot
up.
Of scalp there.
And also too, I catch on like when my hair grows out like maybe like a quarter inch or whatever before I go to shave it. Like you know those weeds that you blow on to make a wish and they just float all around. That's what the top of my hair fucking looks like when I fucking it was just like kind of just. Like nothing.
Soft and fuzzy.
The sides, though. The sides, super thick, strong, thick and strong.
I can grow a mullet.
Oh, I could grow. Yeah, I could. A skullet?
Back here? Yeah. I can grow a dope ass skullet. I guarantee that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't cut my hair for like 7 months. It was just like a month and a half ago.
Uh huh.
But I always had a hat on. Like,
right.
I would never take my hat off and shit. But like, it was long enough that Heather could like grab it.
Oh shit!
She's like, you need to fucking cut this shit.
Oh shit!
She's like, look, I didn't fall in love with that guy.
Right.
I didn't fall in love with shitty hair guy. I fell in love with bald head guy. And I want the bald head guy. I don't like the fucking shitty hair guy. And I'm like, get rid of the shitty hair.
See, I was always blessed because I would shaved my I shaved my head from the time that I was like 16 up like periodically. Yeah. I got married at a very young age. I got married 16 years ago. And I shaved my head the night before. Dan Kogar, actually, our friend Dan Kogar, our old friend Dan Kogar.
I was like, our friend.
He was our old friend. He helped me shave my head the night before my wedding and shit. And because I was like, I got to look fresh. And so, like, me shaving my head now is not off-putting to anybody. Nobody would think twice of it. And so I don't even need to be like, yeah, I'm actually going bald. Like, it's just a look that I've sported forever. But, like, I grew it out. Fuck, I want to say about 5 years ago, I grew out my hair, 4 or 5 years ago, and it was getting to a good length, and I was excited. I was like, oh, I'm going to start fucking doing something cool with this bitch, like a ponytail it or whatever, which is not cool, but, you know.
It's cool to you.
It's cool when you have hair. Like, I can do whatever, I have hair.
Pull it back.
And I'm sitting on the floor one day, Jessica's sitting on the couch behind me, and she just asked the question. She goes, are you going bald? I was like, what are you talking about? She like touched the back of my head and she goes, there's like a spot right here. And I got up and I shaved my head.
Like immediately.
And that was it. And I was like, it's over. I'm done.
It's the final resting place for my hair.
I know plenty of dudes. And if you're listening to this, just ask one of us and we'll tell you, because this is the thing that I'm learning. Like I had that bald spot going for a while before it got noticed. or at least till somebody said something to me.
Right.
You do not realize as a dude, I know plenty of dudes that do not realize that they're balding or that they have the fucking spots. They don't get it. Or they think that like, it's like, they think that it's not real.
Like it's just not happening.
But here's the deal,
that's
bro.
That's not happening.
If you're wearing a bandana on stage, you know it's real. You know it's true.
Dude, have you ever seen Bret Michaels without one?
Dude, oh my God, right?
Bro. Bret Michaels looks goddamn rough.
And don't even start thinking, like, because motherfuckers will think that if they grow it out, that'll cover, they can pull it back and then it'll cover.
It'll fill in. If I let it grow, it'll fill in.
No.
That's the point. It's not filling in anymore.
It's not fucking filling in anymore.
It quit.
It's so weird to me that dudes don't realize that they're going bald. Like, they don't get it. Like, they don't.
Your head is a shitty job and your hair is tired of it.
Yeah. Like, I feel bad for you, but, like, I'm in the club now. Like, I'm in the club. It's just the way it is.
Male pattern baldness.
Yeah. Like, I think I could do, like, John Cena, like, classic John Cena length. I think I can get that far with it before it's, like, noticeable. But that's a fucking quarter of an inch.
I mean, if we're going to bring up wrestlers, man, Jake the Snake Roberts is one of these guys that just does not understand he's bald.
He's bald.
Jake. Stop with the long hair. It looks like shit. You start sweating, dude. It looks like you have a hair.
Rob Van Dam, also bald.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Doesn't realize
it. Big time. Weed's not helping you, bro.
No. No, he does man bun. He covers the spot with a man bun now. It's interesting to me. Because I've seen that, too. I've seen dudes, like, try to man bun and cover the spot. And it's like, if you got a spot, just get rid of it. Grow some facial hair to make up for it. Because I got to do that.
That was my plan. And I had long hair until I was like, I mean, it started thinning out, I guess, at 19, around then.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't, like, I had just started growing facial hair at 18. Like, so it wasn't like, I didn't have a beard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it wasn't very, I was like 19 going on 20, I think, when it's really like the goatee started coming in.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anything up on my cheeks. I didn't have the soul patch and shit, but I still had my fucking hair. But I knew then that my hair was going, the facial hair is coming in. Like, one's going out, one's coming in. And that if I was going to be bald, I was going to have a big beard. That was just going to happen.
Right.
That's what I did. It worked.
Yeah. It's a good look for you.
It worked.
It's a good fucking look.
If I didn't have the facial hair gene, like if my dad just left me the shitty hair gene without the awesome beard gene,
yeah,
I'd have been fucked. He didn't do that. Mm. He didn't do that.
Thanks, Dad.
He hooked me up. Hooked it up. Yeah, look at this. I took this picture. That's me.
Yeah.
That's my hair. That's my hair that's growing in for like 8 months.
Yeah.
This. It's just gone, dude.
That is gone. There's nothing there.
No.
It's a shiny spot.
That's a big spot.
That's your whole head.
This is the smoothest, softest fucking skin.
We got a show that we're throwing. A party.
What?
A pizza party.
Huh?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. Last episode, Larry from Persistent Aggressor was on. We talked a little bit about it. Radiant is going to be playing as well.
Mm.
Radiant, a super group.
Local super group.
Local fucking super group. I can't stress enough. Jeff Fall from fucking Hate Theory is in the band, so what the fuck? He's also in Burn Blue Sky, Foul Spirits, Rue, every band you've ever heard of. Jeff Fall gets around.
Gave me my first mention on a CD.
Come on.
Thanks,
Come on. Fucking Goosed, one of our absolute favorites of all time. Fucking.
They're coming back?
That group of the band of idiots. They're not idiots. They're not idiots at all. They're really smart motherfuckers.
It depends on when you catch them.
Goosed. Yeah. We're going to have free pizza coming around 9:30. The show's going to be starting at 10. It's a free show. Matinee.
Free show. Free music? Free fun?
Yeah.
Free food.
I really hope that you don't use the weather. Don't be like, it's more like, don't use the weather as an excuse.
It's not even going to be bad.
It's not even going to be that bad. So just go to the show, I guess, or.
No. Go to the show.
Okay.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, okay.
It's a definite.
Go to the fucking show.
You got to tell them.
Just go to the show.
But you got to tell
them. I will keep tabs. I will write down names people that I think should be there that aren't there.
We're making a list.
We're going to make a list.
Checking it twice. We're going to find out who's eating some slice.
And feel free to come up to me and Grant and ask, am I going bald? And we will tell you the truth. We'll be like, bro, now's the time.
Yeah, here's
grow a sweet goatee and shave that shit off.
You're like, Grant, take your hat off. And I'll be like, no, because I'm fucking bald.
Fucking bald. It's a free show. Everybody likes free shows. I can't throw a show that involves money because it's just like too much. I don't know.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. It's super stupid.
Do you know how much better of a feeling you get out of giving people a show?
It does feel way better.
It feels way better.
As opposed to being like
if I were able to, like, the next day take that money from those people and go buy myself something sweet, it would feel
and also too
weird.
Like I don't know I don't know how much people understand how much bands hate selling tickets. Oh my God, it's like the weirdest thing. It's not like a reason that you get in. You don't start a band with the idea of like, hey man, what's up? Me and my boys, we'll drive to your house. $10 tickets, we're opening up for such and such. And it's like, it's defeating. Stupid.
The only reason promoters get bands to sell tickets is because they fucking play on their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, hey, this fucking band's coming into town.
Yeah.
You guys love them, right?
You love that band.
Yeah, we fucking do. Yeah. Would you like to play with them? What?
Whoa.
That's like a fucking dream come true. I can't wait my whole life for this. Yes. All you got to do is sell 275 tickets.
Yeah.
$15 a piece.
Yeah.
No big deal. But if we're going to give you 275, you got to sell 275. If you sell 270, we can't put you on the show. Now, we're also not going to give you the money back.
Right.
Who's this?
That's Steve.
Who's Steve?
That's my buddy Steve.
Does he work with you?
Yeah, he does. And I love him. Steve!
What's he listening to?
Hi!
Who is it?
It's Eagle!
It's like, I can't see through the fog.
Spent $80,000 on a wedding and people are more concerned with the lawn.
I've been listening to WMMS in my drives to work.
What?
What up, baby?
You
podcasting?
Yeah!
Podcasting!
Yeah! Oh. Hell yeah, happy podcasting, bro.
Well, thank you, bro.
Adidas.
I love that guy. That's Steve. That's my friend Steve. He'll be at the party.
Hey, Steve.
He'll be at the party.
He looks familiar. I don't know if I know that guy or not.
He's a cool dude.
He seems all right.
I went to, I've been to a couple things with him. Saw Marc Maron with him recently and saw Brockhampton with him. We saw Ween together.
Oh, well, that's kind of an experience.
That's a super experience.
It's yeah, that's how I know. Like that. Now I know how much you like Steve.
Yeah.
You've seen Ween together.
We saw Ween together, we're pretty much in love now.
Right.
We're pretty much in love forever. This is my favorite band of all fucking time.
Handers under the table.
The show this Friday is going to be super dope, even though, like, Jessica might fight Larry from Persistent Aggressor. It's possible. She heard him talking some shit on me.
She hears him talking shit on you all the time.
And I was like,
heard him talking shit to your face at the show.
Like, I was like, that's just him. Just, you know, it's just our relationship. It's just banter. And she's like, I don't think it is.
I think you really fucking meant that turkey vulture shit.
She's like, man, like,
How do you think I feel being Mrs. Turkey Vulture?
Yeah, right.
Do you think that makes me feel good, Eric?
She might fight him. I was like, he's probably not going to talk too much shit on me. And she's like,
Best for Larry to just walk away from that one.
I hope.
Just walk away.
No, that's all right. Now he's going to talk even more shit on me.
It's going to get even worse.
We're going to end up being real life enemies by the time this show's over. It's going to be. He thinks I'm a decent person. She's like, you're a good guy. I don't fucking get why he just constantly makes fun of you. And I was like, no, baby. It's just like, entertainment purpose. She's like, no, because he's going to talk shit at the show. Like, you're putting this shit together because you like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, fuck that guy.
That's what friends do.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And she's like,
like me and my closest friends have hurt each other very much.
She's like, he better fucking say nice things about you during the show. I'm like, he doesn't say nice things about people during the show. She's like, he fucking better.
Like, I remember making Cortell leave parties. I would talk shit so hard on him.
Yeah,
that was one of my homies, dude. You know, Big Joe, like how much he would talk shit about me.
Yeah,
Bobby Clark.
Let's talk about Bobby Clark.
Bobby fucking Clark when he sang for Caligo in every fucking time. Every fucking Caligo show, I'd be there, and he'd be like, hey, so if there's any single dudes in the house, Grant's fucking single. He loves dudes. Hey, if anybody wants to fuck a dude, Grant's fucking available. He's gay.
He's gay. I remember that.
All the time, dude.
One of my favorite things he ever said. One of my favorite things he ever said was, it was a show at the Voodoo, Ron's Crossroads, whatever. It was a Caligo show. And I was 2 days removed from, I knew a dude that had committed suicide by jumping off the Y Bridge. And Bobby Clark, sure as shit, was like, hey, there's a Y Bridge down the street, jump off it.
Goddamn, Bobby. You were like, oh.
And like the dude that jumped off, like his ex-girlfriend was at that show.
Oh, are you serious?
And
oh my god.
She stormed out the back and I was like, oh.
Oh my god. That happened?
That happened. I was like, this is oof.
Who did he tell to jump off a bridge?
Oof. Just somebody in general. Yeah. I think the crowd, like everybody. It was just
Bobby's
like,
a good shit talker.
He's a great shit talker.
Now you know. Now you know the weight. That your words carry.
Hey, he's an artist. You can't hinder somebody's
creativity. Dude, what are the odds of that?
I know.
Right?
I know.
Like, what are the odds of that? There's no fucking way. You gonna ever? No, you know that's fucking crazy.
So yeah, so come to the party. My wife might fight the singer from Persistent Aggressor.
Yeah, that'll be a show in itself.
That'll be a. I mean, Jessica's tough, dude. She's tough. So Larry,
it's gonna be like that scene off of Step Brothers. Like Jessica's just gonna make him eat white dog shit.
My husband's a good man. I eat the dog shit. He works hard. He loves his kids.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Turkey Vulture. I mean Eagle.
He puts your band over on every podcast. This is the thanks he gets. Eric, stick up for yourself.
But I gave him a shirt, too.
Tell him. Tell him. Tell him you deserve better.
I deserve better, Larry. I'm sorry. I'd be like, you're so pussy whipped.
Nah, she's not going to fight Larry. She loves Larry.
Who doesn't? It's nice being dudes that don't have a problem getting good bands on shows.
Yeah.
Because we don't.
We don't. Right? That's not like, an
we
issue.
We're not like promoters.
No.
We're just dudes.
Dudes.
And we don't treat people shitty.
Right.
Right? So we don't have to like offer up large sums of money.
Nope.
We don't have to promise crazy riders.
Yeah.
We're just like, hey. You guys maybe want to hang out, play a couple songs, free pizza. Yeah. And everybody's like, yes!
Yes, of course
we will! Because you guys are awesome!
We've been lucky as fuck. This is two times of pure fucking luck. Pure fucking luck. Like, just being able to... Like, these are some of the fucking creme de la creme. Okay. Like, all three of these groups I would call a super group.
If it happens a third time, it's skill.
Okay, if it happens a third time...
If it happens a third time, it's just skill.
I'm looking into the future. I was telling you earlier, I would really like to get Sweaty Mammoth in actual form together to be on a pizza party.
Actual form, dude.
And I mean, they are like the soundtrack of Highland Square, the matinees in Highland Square.
Like that's the band to see live.
That's
like, if you want to see a band live, right? Like, cause you know, some bands are like, you know, they're really good regardless if you see them live or if you listen to them on disc, right? There are bands that you can just thoroughly enjoy on a CD. No biggie. You'll never fucking get what comes across with that band on a disc.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You'll never get it. It's going to be good.
For sure. And
it's going to be good. And you're going to love it. But you're never going to really fucking fully get what they have to offer on a disc. That is a live band all day. Those guys are fucking good.
They're so fucking good. I want them. And I want Sweaty Mammoth. And probably Goose. I mean, just, you know, if you do. Probably Goose.
Fucking idiots.
I fucking love that. I just love seeing Goose. I just love seeing Goose live.
I really would like to see Ravenna Arsenal.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm not saying that they should do anything.
Right.
Get back together. I'm not saying that they should write new stuff.
Right.
About a new album. I'm not saying that they should do anything.
I love you, Steve. Love you. I'll see you later. For sure. I love that guy. I mentioned that.
Steve.
Steve.
Went to Ween with you.
We podcast in my car.
Oh, if you didn't
outside
know,
of my work.
Our fucking mega podcast studio.
Yeah.
Is literally just a car and a parking space.
It really is.
In Highland Square. Technically, our studio is Highland Square.
Basically. The whole square.
We could drive around the entire thing right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we would just be doing the podcast from in Highland Square.
Yes. If we wanted. If we so chose to do.
We'll make this world our studio.
Speaking of Sweaty Mammoth. We're going to end this show by playing a brand new world, a literal world premiere.
Oh, they got new stuff.
From one of my favorite bands of all time. The first time I saw this band, I saw them at Annabelle's. They played with Burn Blue Sky, and I came on this podcast fucking ranting and raving just about these kids.
Broken.
Just could not get over how much I fucking loved them. I have this awesome picture of Jessica watching them. She was drunk. And just cheesing so
super
big.
Happy. Yeah, I remember and that picture. That's a good picture.
You see Nate from Sweaty Mammoth in front of her just jamming his heart out. And I'm fine with the fact that my wife has a crush on a band. I'm okay with it because her excitement level, like she went and bought like fucking 5 or 6 Sweaty Mammoth CDs from them and just handed them out to people that she was like, I think you would appreciate this.
Did she really do that?
She did that.
She's fucking awesome. That lady is awesome.
I think I'll keep her. And Sweaty Mammoth is, they were cool enough to fucking get a hold of me and let me know, like, hey, we have a new album that we're going to be putting out. We got this song just mixed and mastered. Would you be interested? And then I had to play it cool. I'd be like,
Look, you know, guys, if we could squeeze you in, you know, we got a lot going on. We got a lot going on. We're really busy, guys. If we could fit it into our schedule.
Yeah. They got a new album that's going to be coming out called Low and Slow, and it's barbecue themed.
Yeah.
So you put them on the Blackout Cookout next year, right? Like, Kenny. I'll hit Kenny up. I know Kenny.
Yeah, hey, Kenny.
Be like, hey, have you ever heard this band called Sweaty Mammoth? You've put them on the Blackout Cookout before. This song is called Minwax Polecat.
These guys are dope.
They're so dope.
We have put them across many times. We've talked about them a lot.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when I first got to see them jam, and not that they're not young dudes now, but they were much younger dudes and just fucking killed it. Like, the songwriting capabilities of those dudes at the age that they were at, I was just like, they're old souls. They're 40-year-old dudes and 20-year-old dude bodies.
Right.
Because they write really good shit, man.
And I know for a fact that they like the Melvins, which automatically puts them in my, like, I want to be very close friends with you list. Yeah.
Somebody posted today the Melvins suck and I don't care.
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Because they're dead to me. Who said that? Who said that?
And I was just like,
fuck that person up.
I was like, are you retarded?
The fucking Melvins suck and I don't care. Oh. Oh, I'm glad that didn't show up on any of my fucking social media.
I honestly lost. Here's what's funny is like, as soon as I read it, right? Like the Melvins suck. Like your feelings came through me. Like I wasn't even offended at the fact that he said the Melvins suck. You can have that opinion,
sure.
But there was like something in me that was like, be offended. So, and I was. It was like you telling me to be offended. That should offend you. So I was very offended for you.
Oh man,
if I saw the Melvins are awesome. I didn't
drive straight to their house and be like, "What's your fucking problem?" I would knock on their door. Just like,
I was like,
"What's your deal?"
I was like, you know, Five Finger Death Punch is like still writing albums and touring and selling tickets, and as long as they're doing that, the Melvins shouldn't even be on your fucking radar.
Shouldn't even be on it.
What are you doing?
Oh.
It was very funny though. Like I thought of you instantly.
Oh, fucking.
Just me saying it now. You were like, what?
She's like, how? Fucking. People are wrong about shit, I guess.
People can be, man.
People can be fucking wrong. And.
Do you know who's not wrong? Us. Do you know what about?
What?
This band.
Sweaty fucking Mammoth. Oh, yeah. Sweaty Mammoth is the shit. I'm very excited to be able to play it for you people listening right now. Go check out Sweaty Mammoth. May 2nd, they're playing with Super Corruptor.
Ooh.
I think Inhaler. Ooh, I'm going to look it up. I don't want to tell you where, though, because you will not like that.
Oh, Blossom.
No. Sweaty Mammoth. Super Corruptor. Headlining in the Blossom.
One day.
I'm not going, dude. I'm not fucking going. Fucking.
Nah, Ton just played the Outpost last week, and Kevin Kraft hit me up asking me if I was going to come out.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to go, man. I love those dudes. And I wanted to go get one of their new long sleeves. If you're a metal fan, you're a death metal fan, you like Ton, you don't like Ton, go to their website and check out their new long sleeves. They're fucking dope.
Oh, shit.
Pale Grey Lore is playing.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're going to be headlining with Radian, who's also playing the Keepin' in 99 Metal at the Mat.
What's the date on that again? May what?
May 2nd.
And that's at the Outpost.
Radian is playing, Inhaler, Sweaty Mammoth, and Super Corruptor. All four bands I've seen, not Radian, but I've seen those dudes play at least like 50 times in my life. If you put the members of Radian together, I've seen those dudes play like 50 times.
At least.
I know these guys as musicians. They jam. You'll see them on they'll be at the show.
Hey, like, I've never once taken a position since I quit that club to tell people not to go there. I've always fucking said go.
I'm encouraging this show for anybody listening to go.
This would be one of them shows that I'm telling you, go.
Go.
Like, the sound system at the Outpost is great. This fucking lighting system there is great. The fucking stage is great. You're going to have a good time. It's going to sound great. The show's going to be fucking awesome. So just go, man. Go. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. I won't be there.
I might. I mean, Sweaty Mammoth. Fucking Radian. Come on. Super fucking Corruptor, one of the most rockingest bands in the world, period. Like, they rock just as hard as fucking any, like, you can throw a band at me. I listened to that Super Corruptor record that I got quite a fucking bit.
You can't put the word super in your band name and not be good.
Yeah, I
would fucking trash you.
Oh, yeah.
I would trash you so hard.
Super Corruptor, May 2nd. Go see this band, Sweaty Mammoth. And then if
mediocre corruptor.
Oh yeah. Mid card corruptor.
Mid card. Oh man.
Go check out Sweaty Mammoth anytime. And then hopefully they'll play a fucking pizza party for us as a we'll offer you pizza, Sweaty Mammoth. Cause it just hit me. They might listen to this episode since we're playing the song.
Oh, probably.
Okay. Yeah. I want to take a moment.
We don't have to sit here and try to talk him into it. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Sweaty Mammoth.
Hey, guys.
Do you guys want to play the next Keeping It 99 pizza extravaganza?
We would love to have you on it.
Of course you would.
We'd love to have you on it.
Of course you would.
Would you guys, are you interested?
You're in, right?
You're in?
We're just going to put you on a flyer?
Okay. Look, I'll say this. Don't say anything right this very second and let us play this song all the way through. And if we play it all the way through, that means you're in. Deal?
Sounds like a deal to me.
Sounds like a deal to me.
They didn't disagree.
This is Minwax Bullcat from Sweaty Mammoth. And on that note, we're checking out. Thanks for listening to the show that had nothing. We just shot the shit this episode, and it was very pleasant for me.
Yeah. We literally just shot the shit.
I hope you learned a lot about male pattern
baldness.
Yeah. And there was an old Peabody.
I don't know that they would have learned any facts about it. They would have just learned that we are it.
And now you know there was an old Peabody's before Peabody's.
If you didn't know, youngins, there was another Peabody's that gave birth to the Peabody's that most of you know.
And my wife, she likes to fight frontmen of bands. There we go.
I don't like people being mean to my husband.
Oh, man. I can't. I can't let her listen to this episode because my impression of her is like so. Like, it's not a real impression, by the way. I was just doing a character. She's not going to fight anybody.
She's not going to get.
She doesn't talk like
she's
that.
She's also not going to give you sex after she hears it. So.
Yeah, so just don't tell her at the party. I would appreciate that, listeners. We will see you Friday, March 13th.
The show.
10 o'clock.
9:30 pizza.
Radian, Persistent Aggressor.
Goosed.
Keeping It 99.
Yeah.
We're in the house.
Yeah.
We're in the house. And if you want to be on the podcast sometime, you know, just ask us because, like, we don't go to people. We're nervous. Nervous people.
I'm not.
Until next time. My name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye.
Smoke weed.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.